My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
That's right, you're in the loop. Sports Radio 610, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and myself, Reginald Adetula, here with you. Much appreciation to our guy, Brandon Scott, hanging out with us for the last hour. It was a very fun hour.
Very, always fun with B. Scott. He's the man.
Feels like it. I don't know that we did 3 full segments, man. That happened like quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Hey, it's been a fun show.
It has.
It has been a fun show.
Hey, man, you guys can make it more fun, and I promise I will do better than I have been earlier. But text in 713-572-4610. Again, 713-572-4610. Tripped up a little there. But I'll do better about reading the text line, getting you guys involved. And then also YouTube, where y'all have been having a blast in the YouTube chat, including Cam, who earlier laid out, he got all his bets set up for this season. Joe Mixon for first touchdown on Sunday. Big money situation there, getting plus 800. Shout out to you. But yeah, that and a whole bunch more situated for Cam on the YouTube. So I'm happy for you, brother. Hope that your money hits up. And just a rabid listener, Bonnie Joe, said that she already got on the phone with DirecTV.
She was hot.
Gave them a piece of her mind about this whole situation.
I want to talk to the manager.
Yes. Yes.
I want to talk to your boss.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Well, I'm the manager. Well,
who was over you?
Right, yeah. I want to talk to somebody else. So shout out to all y'all hanging out with us.
That happens so often, all the time. But I am the manager. Okay, you're not the manager I want.
Yeah. Well, who do you answer to? Because I need to talk to them. Yeah. Get them on the phone.
I need to talk to somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of talking to the boss, earlier today, Payne and Pendergast, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here every weekday on Sports Radio 610. They had in the boss for the Houston Texans, the general manager, Nick Caserio, and they had him for a good long minute. He was just in there having a good time talking about all sorts of things, training camp, preseason leading into this team and this game, and then also obviously going into the game. But one of the things that obviously the main conversation for a majority of training camp was, of course, Dameon Pierce, the running back situation. And we got various kind of quotes and things from D'Amico Ryans over the course of things, maybe a little bit on Caserio. But I think that Payne Pendergast, they really relished the opportunity to talk directly to the source, hear from the horse's mouth, kind of what were they seeing from Dameon Pierce and what are their thoughts on maybe like the third year running back in this third season.
DP's had a good attitude. He's worked really hard. I think, you know, the weight, I mean, honestly, he's been overblown. I mean, he's got good contact balance. He runs low to the ground. He can break tackles in practice. We're not tackling. We're not bringing anybody to the ground. So you're just looking for just do they execute the assignment? Do they have the right technique? So at some point, we're going to need everybody that's on this football team to make a contribution. So whether it's DP, whether it's Cam Akers, whether it's JJ Taylor on the practice squad, whomever it might be. So DP's had a great attitude. attitude. He's had a great approach. He's in condition. He was out there every day. We've talked about this. I've talked about this. I mean, I'd say there's a lot of things that DP dealt with last year on a personal level that not too many people were aware of. And I think that's where you see the intersection of we kind of lose sight of sometimes that they're football players, but we're all people. And we care about them as much as men and people as we do what they do on a football field. I would say overall, DP's in a good spot. I think he's going to help our football team this year. We'll take it one day at a time. And whenever the opportunities present themselves, you're looking for people to capitalize. And, you know, we're not going to jump to any conclusions. We're not going to make any decisions. We're ultimately going to do what we feel is best for the football team. So hopefully your fears can subside here and, you know, you can get a good night's sleep now and not have to worry about that.
I think Seth had said that, you know, one of the things he was concerned about, which you've heard, he's talked about it
quite
a bit.
Keeps you up at night.
The idea of, you know, Dameon Pierce not having the same heft, rather. Mm-hmm. And maybe that leading to him not breaking as many tackles, which was probably the thing that you could say was his primary, I guess, talent, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, was finishing.
He had that, yeah, that finishing ability mm-hmm. with the strength, and maybe he lost that. Obviously, Casario saying, hey, put that to eat, you know, rest in your mind. But within that cut, I thought he gave us a little bit better insight into the organization's thought process on Dameon Pierce. What did you hear from it?
Well, I think you have to separate two thoughts there. The second one on, well, he had some things going on a personal level.
Yeah.
And so that's where you like you almost have to like kind of extract yourself from the football criticism, critiquing, et cetera, and say, okay, you know, we don't need to know that. I mean, certain things need to be private, but he had something. So you almost have to like sort of separate that and say, all right, well, that makes it a little more understandable. Once you do separate that and you kind of understand that it is a little more understandable,
mm-hmm.
ultimately, it still comes down to what happens on the field. And he actually said that at the end. He goes, we'll see how it plays out. But, like, if you can say, okay, I get it. If there was something else, we don't know. We don't want to know, whatever. But at the same time, this is the football business. And, you know, it's one of those things where you and I've said this, you know, a few times, you know, you have to watch what they do, not what they say.
Sure.
You know, it's what he's saying is, you know, we feel good. They don't tackle him all the way. You don't go all the way to the ground. You're during preseason, other than the games. We feel good about him, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, that's what you're saying. But what you're doing is he going to be on the field, you know, as one of the top two running backs when it's cutting time?
Well,
that's what we have to see.
And along those lines, I think that he spoke to a little bit of that in the middle of that cut, where he brought up a man who you said that I'm kind of looking like today as I've taken down the twist and I have the hair kind of out. Figgy, do you think I look a little bit like what Cam Akers has been rocking recently?
That's the same hairstyle, yeah.
Okay, very good. So Cam Akers comes up in the course of that, as does British Brooks, as does
J.J.
Taylor.
Yeah.
And I thought this was something that we've talked about, but hearing that explicitly, the idea of, hey, man, everybody's going to factor in, which in some ways is a cliche. A football mm-hmm. cliche is we need all of the guys, right? Everybody is going to factor in. But in this running back room, I think that what that translates to, and correct me if you think I'm wrong here, and I guess, Nick, if you're listening, let us know if I'm interpreting this
correctly.
I want
to talk to your boss.
Right? Yeah. Let me know if I'm wild here. Is that, hey, man, it's going to be a lot more situational on when running backs are utilized as opposed to just RB1 and you go down the depth chart, who's RB2, now you're in, and who's RB3 and now you're in, is going to be more who is better suited to be used in these certain situations, which may possibly put Dameon Pierce as big back, as I know some people have talked about, big back situations where you need to, you know, have that thumping, you need that finishing. Okay, Dameon Pierce gets out here, although I still want to see if he's capable of doing that, because in order to thump, you got to make sure you hit the right place in the, you know, in the blocking scheme mm-hmm. and hit that gap hard. But other than that, right, like I do think that, hey, if you're in certain situations where you need some of that speed and the ability, maybe not speed isn't the right word particularly, but some of that ability to cut back and those types of things, then it's Cam Akers in that situation, or in another situation, maybe it's British Brooks. And so I do think that speaking, it felt like he was speaking to that a little bit in that particular answer.
No, I totally agree. But it's going to come down to, you know, they're in Indianapolis. Then they come back with the Bears. And then they come, you know, they play Minnesota. And if Dameon Pierce is not an integral part of the ground game or some, you know, some type of way on the offense, then what they're doing doesn't match what they're saying. You know, and so that's why if he comes in and he starts playing and he's the number two back and he finishes runs and we're seeing a little bit of hint of what he was in 2022, Well, then I'm buying what Nick is selling there. But to say we feel good, it's not the same. You know, you can't really judge. Okay, if that's the case, then we should see on the field, you know, some semblance of the Dameon Pierce that we thought we saw.
I think the good thing is they do have a backup plan in Cam Akers if it don't work out right.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Because I felt like whatever situation Dameon Pierce went through, I felt like if that wasn't the case, he probably would have been cut or traded. But for the simple fact that, you know, I was shocked they brought both of them. I thought Cam Akers going to unfortunately be the one out because of their love for Dameon Pierce. But it seemed like they got a backup plan in Cam Akers just in case. And why not keep Dameon Pierce on?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Yeah, speaking of foul money, as you know, it was talked about last segment with Robert Saleh talking about Hassan Reddick.
Changing the couch.
Right. Like, this was real foul money when you talk about Cam Akers, a dude that you just asked to come on down because he was in town. And ultimately, you found a dude who is going to be quite an insurance policy if Dameon Pierce is not the Dameon Pierce of a couple years ago, if he is somewhat diminished or not capable of playing at the same level. I did find this interesting because we talked about captains, and one of the guys that you had predicted a little bit and that ultimately did show up was Stephon Diggs. And Panda Pendergast asked Dick Caserio, general manager of the Texans, about the leadership of Stephon Diggs and if it surprised him at all.
Well, I think one thing that you observe over the course of time, and when you're around good players and you're around good teams, there's a lot of discourse and dialogue with the other side of the ball, because ultimately we're competing against one another. But when we go out there on Sundays, we're one team. So what can we do to help each other? So if you're a receiver and you're running a route against a corner, whether it's Sting or Lassiter, and let's say the receiver has the advantage or he uses some technique to get open, or okay, then you go back and then they have some dialogue. Hey, what are you thinking on that? Well, if your technique is here, if you're playing inside levers, like, here's what I'm looking to do. So you want players to communicate amongst each other. And this goes back to, not to use D'Amico's quote or steal it, which I'm not stealing it, but it's just about what the program is about. Iron sharpens iron. So you're making each other better. So you want your players to work with one another to make them better. So it's no different than CJ having a conversation with Aziz. So if we're playing, you know, some kind of zone coverage and, you know, CJ goes somewhere with the ball, maybe he wasn't anticipated where the defender was going to be. He might ask him, hey, what were you looking at on that player? What did you see? And vice versa.
Look, man, Stephon Diggs, since he's come in, has done nothing but act like a veteran who should be a captain.
Right, and I guess that got cut into two, because the second part of that is where he brought back around that Diggs is doing some of those things that you kind of typically understand and expect in those types of situations where, you know, the iron sharpens iron type effect to it. But yeah, he's been a consummate pro, and I feel like that's something that's going to take this offense to another level. I mean, it has to, right?
Oh, absolutely. Forget just what his talents are. Like they're realizing, like, there are players, probably the majority of the players on this team, they might have heard a couple things about Stephon Diggs, but they didn't know. They might have believed some of the stuff in Minnesota and Buffalo that we're finding out is really maybe overblown. So now they got Stephon Diggs every day, and now they know what he is, And yeah, it's not just what he's going to do on the field. It's what he just talked about there.
Now, another big topic, as I think we're going to have to circle back around to Nick Caserio talking about the Colts itself, because that's a whole another level of it itself. But he talked about another dude who was, I guess he wasn't talked about a lot, because very quickly we found out, oh, this is different, and that's Kamari Lassiter, right?
Yeah.
Came in kind of expecting him to be one thing, and he very quickly ascended to being the other corner opposite Stingley. They asked Nick Caserio, Payne Pendergast did, about rookie cornerback Kamari Lassiter.
When we got started there in May or whenever we started working with the team, he started inside the formation there a little bit. Kamari was going to get some reps on their perimeter, so then we popped him outside, and then that kind of coincided with JP moving down to nickel as well. And as we worked through it, the more time that we spent, the more comfortable that we felt with, I would say, those two particular players in their particular spots. I'd say Kamari's a very mature, very competitive, very tough player. From the day he walked in the door, he's been the same player that we thought he was, or had an we potentially thought he would be. But he's worked really hard. He just shows up. Another player doesn't say a lot. Just shows up. Just does his job. He wants to compete. He's not afraid. Understanding that there's going to be challenges that those players on the perimeter of a formation face, because at times there's not a lot of help out there. So you're going to win some. You're going to lose some. Your ability to bounce back from a bad player, negative play, to put it behind you quickly. Those are qualities that you're looking for in any player. Specifically a corner. And I would say, you know, we're excited about the opportunities that Kamari potentially has in front of him, and we think he can help our football team, which is why we drafted him when we did.
This was the most interesting one of all to me.
Okay.
And let me explain why.
That's interesting, because there's more stuff.
No, I know. There's a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
But let me explain why. When they drafted Kamari Lassiter, Figgy, we were talking about it right here on this show. We thought maybe, okay, he's going to be a nickel. Yeah. You know, he's going to be an inside guy.
Yeah.
He just kind of said, we started him out there.
Yeah.
We started him inside. And then they realized, whoa, this dude is an outside corner, and moved him out. So this is interesting to me. Would Jalen Petrie have been the nickel? You know what I'm saying?
I always think about
if
that.
If they thought, if Kamari Lassiter was what they thought he was, you know, we're going to start him out at the nickel. Whoa. Where would Jalen Petrie be today?
And the crazy thing is, we'll be talking about maybe Kalen Bullitt. Will he be coming off the bench second string?
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's interesting.
Just that one player kind of.
Because Kamari Lassiter is so good, and they realized that quickly, and they put him at the outside corner, maybe that opened the door for Petrie.
Yeah, because I was going to say that maybe that would have just pushed Kamari into a more of a backup role, but that's a first-round pick, man.
Yeah.
Typically, and second, I understand second, it doesn't... Yeah, oh, but, sorry, second. My apologies. But typically, with the way that these things go, your high-value draft picks, first, second-round picks, you're expecting to be starters or big contributors in year one.
Just made me think a little bit.
But yeah.
Because they brought in Okuda.
They did. And C.J. Henderson as well.
So you can easily argue they were thinking, okay, Okuda and or, you know, Henderson's going to battle for the outside. We got Lassiter on the inside.
We can ease him in into the second CB role.
Yeah, something like that. So it's interesting how Petrie kind of landed there.
Man, Nick Caserio spent a whole hour with Payne and Pendergast. There's a lot of stuff, including some things about how this Colts offense kind of factors in. So we'll talk about that. There's also some just kind of larger topic things that we can also revisit. So we'll circle back around. Probably 1 p.m. We'll talk more about what Nick Caserio talked about with Payne and Pendergast this morning right here on Sports Radio 610. But coming up next, we got to get some lunchtime confessions, including, I guess, Mattress Mac will come up in this.
Oh, Lord.
We'll do all of that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.